Mayor Eric Adams, Illegal Immigration Spurring Erosion of Quality of Life in New York City. By John Binder on December 28, 2023. The arrival of more than 160,000 border crossers and illegal aliens is spurring the erosion of the quality of life for New Yorkers, Mayor Eric Adams, D., says. During a press conference alongside Chicago, Illinois, Mayor Brandon Johnson, D., and Denver, Colorado, Mayor Mike Johnston, D., Adams warned again that New York City is falling into disarray as a result of illegal immigration. Every day, President Joe Biden's administration releases about 5,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States interior, many ending up in New York City, where they can work off the books, receive protection from the city's sanctuary policy, and enjoy free housing paid for by local taxpayers. Now, Adams says, the city has hit a breaking point from illegal immigration. We're seeing the erosion of the quality of life that we've improved on in such a short period of time of this administration, Adams said. We've been impacted, for many months, we were able to keep the visualization of this crisis from hitting our streets, but we have reached the breaking point. We no longer are able to do that because of the volume in numbers. Emphasis added. Just last week we had 3,900 people that arrived here. We are averaging anywhere from 2,500 to close to 4,000 a week. And if you do the math, you see that's 8,000 every 2 weeks. Potentially 16,000 a month that we must feed, clothe, house, educate children and all the services that you would give a normal adult. And we're seeing that play out on our streets of New York. And that is what the breaking point looks like, what we are experiencing right now. Emphasis added. Adams issued an executive order this week requiring bus companies to provide information on border crossers and illegal aliens they are transporting to New York City 32 hours ahead of their arrival. The order also puts limits on when bus companies can transport border crossers and illegal aliens to New York City. Those companies who fail to adhere to the order risk having their buses impounded. As Breitbart News reported earlier this month, Adams' approval among New Yorkers has hit a record low as he announced budget cuts to pay for services for newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens. The Quinnipiac poll found that just 28% of registered voters in New York City approve of the job Adams is doing as mayor, while 58% disapprove, including 61% of white voters, 65% of Hispanic voters, and 60% of Asian voters. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.